Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
I must have been away too long because my feelings are dead. I feel no remorse.
How's everyone's summer been treating them?
Very hot, good. And I love it.
Yeah, I like the heat too.
Very good.
I like the heat
too.
Yeah,
it's been good. The heat hasn't gotten to me. I think just people are complaining.
I just came back from Tampa.
How was that?
It was Tampa's a dump.
Yeah.
It's tiny, right?
That's yeah, it's not city. What I expected. It was like... the downtown is Ybor City. So I headed down to Ybor City, and it was mostly abandoned businesses, homeless people, and like chickens running around the street.
Jeez.
Interesting. Tom Brady really left his mark there.
Yeah, he really did. I guess so.
Well, he lives in St. Petersburg, right? Or that area, which is like really nice.
Oh, I'm assuming. I think that was close by. Yeah. But I never made it over there.
Yeah.
Boosh.
Yeah, they probably never went even close to downtown Tampa. You know, but yeah, it's been a scorcher. It was like a sauna at SPAC where Juice and I had the brightest hats in the venue.
Reunited and it feels so good.
What a venue. It was great.
It's amazing. Amazing place. Paul, I know obviously you've been there. Adam, you've never been.
No, yeah. I'd love to go.
Next summer. Let's do it up.
It's definitely super unique. I don't think there's anything like it.
That's not where they do the race, right?
No. The racetrack's a different venue. But, I mean, SPAC and the racetrack are like two of my favorite places right next to Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, I've been to the racetrack. That was great.
Yeah. Yeah, and we'll be doing that. Opens this Thursday. Can't wait. But, Juice broke his Dave Cherry. That was fun. And, here we are.
Space between.
He didn't play it.
That's literally the only song I know. I'm looking forward to it, and he didn't play it. But I
no,
put it on. He didn't play it, but I did put it on the car on the ride home.
All right, so that's a win.
He did play Ants Marching, which is like, you know,
I love that song.
Arguably, that was the encore. Arguably his biggest hit. He came out to the encore and had before he sang the music, he had a little message there. Didn't want his good taxpayer money going towards wars. I was like, whoa.
Ooh, what's he got this? Political.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
But I was behind it. I don't want my money going towards killing people. You know? Fix the potholes. Come on. So
yeah. Tell me about
always
it.
Always the potholes.
Always the potholes.
Preaching to the choir here about the potholes.
Yeah, man. So
did they play All Along the Watchtower?
No. He didn't play that either night.
Oh, man.
I know. Yeah. It was a bummer. He played it last year, but... Yeah, can't play them all.
Are you talking about the Hendrix song?
Yeah, they have a cover of it. It's, like, amazing.
Oh, good shit. Yeah. Gotta check that out.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
But, yeah, he didn't do that. He didn't do Two Step, which is, like, you know, a big one. But, yeah, played a lot of good ones. Yeah. Yeah, Juice and I, we found each other with our bright hats. I had a bright orange hat. He had a bright blue hat, and we were like,
"Mine was like a fluorescent teal." I like crazy Knicks hats. I like the non-traditional.
Yeah, that
stuff.
Was a sick hat. That was a sick hat, and I had some champion orange hat, Adirondacks. It says, I don't know, but like we were like trying to find each other, and we're like, "I'm like, hey, I'm waving my hat." We found each other. So
how was the acid?
No acid. I don't know. Now that weed's legal, I don't know if you would count that as a drug. So no drugs.
No, man. Yeah.
No drugs. No mushroom chocolates. I was tempted, but...
The devil's lettuce.
Yeah, just the devil's lettuce. So... Yeah. And some...
I'm trying to think, like...
Some brewskis.
Like, SPAC is very... It's in the woods, right? It's kind of like...
Well, it's in a park.
In the middle of it? In a park, okay.
Yeah, it's in the middle of Saratoga Spa State Park. So you got, you know, you got some pools, you got some ponds, you got the golf course there, you got like the fountains and stuff. There's a whole bunch of stuff to do in there. And then SPAC's like right in the smack middle of it. So,
which I love because you're kind of like looking down at it, like from a hill.
Yeah.
This is pretty dope.
Yeah, the lawn. Yeah, that's where we were. So, yeah, next year we should, you know, all like do it up, you know.
Count me in. Count me in for sure.
Do the whole enchilada. That'd be fun. So,
for sure.
But, it is July, which means NBA free agency. It's arguably the best time of year to be on X, right?
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
We got it. We got to start with the Mikal Bridges trade.
All right.
How are we going to lead this off?
Well, I'll start with how I heard. I was asleep at 9 o'clock, probably.
Oh God!
And the trade I think happened at 10:30, maybe. It was a long day at work. I was just exhausted. Fell asleep, ate a big dinner, fell asleep on the sofa watching TV. All of a sudden, it's 11 o'clock, and I'm like, "Shit! My bed sheets were in the dryer." So I was like, "I gotta make my bed." So I go and like get my sheets out, making my bed, and then I check my phone, and I had a billion messages from. So I'm like, what is going on? What is all this? And then I go to our chat first, and I see you guys going nuts. And then, of course, I didn't go to sleep till 1 a.m. Were you guys awake? And, like, I think Adam was asleep, too.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened with me. I did the exact same thing. I opened my phone, and I was like, what's going on?
Paul, you were up, right? I'm pretty sure.
I was awake. Like, normally, like, when I go into bed, I just, like, kind of put my phone, like, down so I'm not getting notifications or whatever.
Right.
But I just looked at it real quick. I was still up and, you know, it was like different groups, like a whole bunch of messages. I'm like, something happened for sure. I did not expect that at all.
Yeah.
I thought no way the Nets would do it. But, you know, as Adam can attest to, they gave him the Godfather offer. They wanted him
first,
so bad.
First trade in 42 years with the Nets?
1983 was the last Nets-Knicks trade.
Yep. So 44?
What trade was that?
My math is way off. 41 trade? 41
great,
years?
Great question. I'm not sure what that trade was.
You know what? No, it's funny. Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson said it on their podcast, but I forgot. I wanted to write it down so I can bring it to this podcast, but I forgot. Not
probably
memorable.
Just a bunch of no names.
Yeah, not very memorable. But yeah, 1983 was the last time they did it. I think on our last episode, we were like, I don't even think we mentioned it. Because that's how, like, we've mentioned it on this podcast before, but I don't think we mentioned it on our last pod previewing.
Well, we were talking about Mikal a couple of pods ago.
Yes.
And I think I remember saying, what's the tax for the Knicks if they make this trade? Is it five picks? Is it six? And if it's six, I said, if it's six, I'll drive to Manhattan. And they did it. They traded all six picks for Mikal Bridges. I could not believe it. I still don't believe it. But when I first heard of the trade, I was like, okay, yeah, awesome. They got six picks for him. But like, what goes on now? The key piece to this trade, which I didn't understand for Houston, is why would Houston give back these Nets picks, especially after Mikal gets traded? Like, you're basically a lock the next 2 years to be one of the five worst teams in the NBA. So
that's the one piece I don't understand. I don't get it either.
I don't get any of this shit.
The only thing I could think of was the Nets have been so adamant about not trading Mikal and trying to stay competitive that maybe they didn't know about this Knicks trade before they made the Houston trade. Because I don't think I think if you know the Nets are going to trade Mikal Bridges for six picks and be one of the worst teams in the league, I don't think you trade them their picks back, especially in this draft.
True. Yeah.
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 I didn't really get it. And Adam, you definitely were having fun.
Let me ask you this. X. How many Nets picks, I mean, how many of your own picks did you get back?
So yeah, we paid a little tax. I think we gave them three picks and then we got two back. So we got this year's unprotected back and we got next year's unprotected back. And I think we flipped one of the swaps off.
So is it three? It's basically two picks for three picks?
Yeah. So they picked up an extra pick.
Still doesn't make sense. I was thinking it would be more. So
yeah, they picked up an extra pick. But yeah, I had a little fun with it on Twitter just because I don't know. It just seemed the trade, the value in, value out, it just seemed so absurd to give all this stuff up for Mikal Bridges, who may have been the third best player of the Nets last year when they won 30 games. But
right.
From the perspective of the Knicks, there's the old Pat Riley saying that winning a championship means you never have to say you're sorry. So if they get their title, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. I don't know. It just seems like a lot to me, like, especially when, like, the next day Atlanta trades Murray, who I would put in the same tier as Mikal Bridges, and they only give up two picks. So I don't know. It definitely seemed like an overpay for the Knicks. And from the Nets' perspective, it's like such a transformative trade because you go from essentially the worst situation in the NBA by far. Like, you just won 30 games. You don't have any picks going forward. You have these Suns picks that are like 5 years out. Like, there's no way to really improve unless you trade those Suns picks, and then you're going to end up with like a Trae Young type, and you're going to be like competing for the eighth seed maybe for the next 5 years with no draft picks. So the future was so bleak. So to go from so bleak to where they are now, which is like basically more assets than just about any team outside of Oklahoma City in the league, and just ready to kind of rebuild this thing on the fly, and then in 2025 you have like $100 million cap space. I don't know. I think it's a huge trade. I think Marks did a great job pulling this off.
Yeah.
I think both teams, it was a win for both, right? Honestly, I think the Knicks pulled the trigger clearly because of the fit with all the Nova guys. They needed another wing defender, shooter. That's what they fit around Brunson. And I think they realized, okay, who else are we getting besides him? Who's going to be available?
I think that part's huge.
I don't think they saw many people in the future. They're going to be available. Mitchell was probably going to stay. And, like, if you're comparing that package, honestly, Bridges fits better than Mitchell. Mitchell's a better player, don't get me wrong. But I think Bridges fits the team, the Knicks, way better. So I think it was a little bit of that. And you lock up your core for, what, 5 years now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With all the guys. So,
I spent a couple of days wrapping my head around this. I definitely think this is for sure one of the most interesting trades in a very, very in years, I think. Because you can kind of sell it both ways, and then you could also poke holes in it on both sides. Hopefully, the Knicks are good, and those picks are late picks. But like Adam said, and Adam's experienced it, the Nets were thinking that when they got Garnett and Pierce and, had that super team, and they ended up with high picks that they had to give away. I think the thing was really, who were you going to get? There was no, you weren't going to get Giannis. I don't know if you would want Embiid at age 30 breaking down.
Paul George, they didn't want probably.
Yeah, like, I think this was the right move. Did they overpay? Yes, absolutely. But I think you get a guy who's probably the ultimate Tibbs guy, right? He's going to play every game. He's very durable. He plays minutes. Hopefully he won't have to play a lot of minutes like how these guys were playing in the playoffs because they have a bench now that they can go to. And then the chemistry aspect of it. Also, what makes me feel better is I hate giving up draft picks, but I've been watching this team for 25 years. We cannot draft. We cannot draft. No matter what, if you look at the last four picks, they're all bad. It's just something that our organization cannot do, and I don't trust them to do. So have the picks and go with the sure thing, and let's try to build on this and get a chip.
Yeah. Yeah, no, well said by all of you. I mean, they're a win-now team. And I look at it this way. When in NBA history have you seen a team with this much chemistry? Like, when has there ever been four players that played on, that won multiple championships on the same college team, on the same pro team? Can you think of another example of this ever happening?
Yeah. I was trying to think of it in real life terms. Nope. I was like, imagine your best friends from high school or college, and you guys get together and you join the same company and you're all executives at the company and looking to succeed. I was trying to find some kind of
example. Yeah.
Business example, but like how fun that would be to work with your closest friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in sports, I've never seen it.
Another key piece I was taught, you know, because I'm a little tongue in cheek when I talk about how like the Nets like won the trade, yada yada yada. But from the Knicks standpoint, which I think was good for them, was they don't like any of those players we talked about, like Paul George or whoever becomes available. Like, you're gonna have to give up a player to get those guys. So like, because of Bridges' contract, like they're able to get him, bring him in, and they don't have to send out any real rotation piece besides, unless you want to count Bogdanovich, who was there for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, so he goes out, and it's like they kept everybody else. Like, everybody that really mattered for that team, they didn't have to lose. Right. So in that sense, like, this is kind of the only deal they can make. So that kind of also adds to why maybe the overpay makes a little sense for the Knicks.
And people just forgot about Julius Randle. Like, he doesn't exist. Like, he wasn't an all-NBA player.
Yep.
If he can fit in this team, it's a really good, additional piece that we didn't have for the second half of the year.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and Bridges is going to be, what, third, fourth option?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, that's a good segue. Like, if he's going to be, if you're saying he's going to be whatever option he is, he was doing everything for the Nets. But I wanted to ask Adam, because who's going to know better than the guy that watches every Nets game? So what exactly are the Knicks getting in Mikal Bridges? And then what is something that we have to kind of be wary about or you would warn us about?
He's a really good shooter off wide open threes if someone's creating for him, but he's not really great at pull-ups. So you're not looking from the create offense. Maybe as a second or third guy if things break down, but he's not going to be your guy that's going to create. So, I mean, if his role is to basically stand in the corner, make threes, you know, find a little spot up, that kind of thing, I think he'll be pretty good. Defensively, he's really good against guards. So, like, you could stick him on, like, Maxey. You could stick him up on, like, Lillard, like, those types. But, like, as good as he is defensively against guards, like, he struggles against anybody with any kind of size. So any big wing, like a Luka, for example, not that anyone guards Luka, but any bigger wing that's physical, like, he just really struggles with.
So someone like Jalen Brown, he's going to have trouble.
Yeah, he would have a lot of trouble with that.
Really?
But,
okay.
But you can stick him on like a Jrue Holiday in that matchup. But yeah, that's the good thing about having OG, I guess, because he can cover those bigger wings too.
Yeah.
There was a 20 game stretch, obviously, when he got to the Nets where, you know, it looked like he might go up a level, but he just couldn't sustain it. I guess maybe the next year when it was like, okay, Mikhail's at the top of the scouting report now. Things are going to be a little bit different. You know, teams are kind of gearing up on him, and he couldn't really handle it. And then the second half of last year, he was awful. Like the last 50 games, I think he was averaging like 15 a game, and he shot like 40% from the floor. He was shooting like below 30 from three. He was really bad for the last like 40 or 50 games last year. But I think that's because he checked out. So I think you'll get a better version of that than the Nets got. And for where he is in the pecking order, I think it makes a lot of sense. But the other thing also is he's definitely a little bit of a front runner. So, like, when things are going good, he's, like, you know, with the pointing and the whole three-point celebration and all that. But when things are going bad, he's definitely a little pouty. So that's something to keep an eye on, too. But, I mean, it's going to be different in New York because he's with his guys now. So I think that'll be a plus.
Yeah. And you know, like we were saying before, I mean, he hasn't missed a game since high school. Which is insane.
Yeah, the durability is key.
You know, now that we're saying it, we're probably jinxing him. He's going to get injured now. But he wants to
play.
Like, I know, right? But in the press conference today, I watched it. It's like 18 minutes. I mean, he said he's like, who doesn't want to play all the time? Which it's kind of funny because most of the league doesn't want to play all the time. But
well, you know what's right? Funny? Like most of the Nets fans like on Twitter and that we, you know, everyone wanted this guy to sit. Because we're like, this guy's either worn out or I don't know what the hell happened, but he fell off a cliff. You know what I mean? I think between the Olympics and then the trade, and then he played 83 games the year before because of the trade.
Right.
Coming into preseason, and that now this guy's not sitting ever. So we were like, maybe this guy needs like four or five games off. Like is the streak really that important? But so he does have like him not being in the Olympics is probably pretty good because he gets some time off.
Now on the other side of it on the Nets side. What do you like? Obviously, getting all your assets back and you're going to be in a rebuild, but I don't think it's, I didn't think even Sean Marks said it. It's not, don't expect a long rebuild. I think he's going to try to quickly turn this around. But what worries you about just having the picks moving forward?
Yeah, so if you're the Nets, like, if put it this way, so I think the Knicks have the 28 and 30 or 29 and 31 Knicks picks. If the Nets actually use those picks, that means we fucked up. Because I think for the Nets, you're going to use this year and next year to build through the draft. You're going to hope you hit on a franchise guy, maybe two. And then at that point, you're going to go into that offseason with like $80 to $100 million to spend, whether that's acquiring guys through trades and using draft picks to get guys that ask really make it a free agency as much anymore, or just signing a bunch of mid-tier guys. But I think the plan is going to be to be competitive within the next, you know, we'll call it year three. Year three, they want to be back in the mix here. So if they're not in the mix and they have to use these Knicks picks like all the way down the line. But I'll say this with Marks, like the Nets last lottery selection, the last lottery pick they made was Derek Favors. And that was when that was Billy King's pick, and that was the John Wall year. So that was a long time ago since they had a lottery pick. Yeah, it's been a while since they had a lottery pick.
Wow.
And Mark has had a lot of picks in like the 20s and 30s, and he's been pretty good. Like Jared Allen was a later pick. Nick Claxton was a second round pick. Cam, who they just signed. Cam Thomas was super late. LeVert was like right around 20. So there's a lot. Even Noah Clowney last year, who a lot of people like, including me. I think he's had success at the end of the draft, so I'm excited to see what he could do at the top of the draft.
Okay. Made a good argument there, so you just got to be patient in Nets Nation there. And
yeah, it's gonna be a tough 2 years. They're gonna lose a shitload of games.
Yeah,
I think the hardest part for you is gonna be like next year. They're gonna be bad, organically bad. They don't have to tank. They can just run out the roster that they have.
Yeah,
and they'll organically lose games. I think the worrisome thing is now with these flattened odds. We just watched. What, the Detroit Pistons have the worst record every year and they pick number five 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
I think that's the nightmare situation.
Yeah, I think they gotta make sure that they get the single worst record. So like I think the lowest you could pick is fifth if you get the worst record. I think you gotta make sure you're the worst team. Like cause there's I mean maybe you don't get Cooper Flagg, but there's a lot of good players in this draft, it looks like. So just get one of these guys and I'll be pretty happy.
Right. Yeah.
All you can hope for. All you can hope for.
There's risk on both sides, even for us, right? The Knicks could be good for the next 3 years, but if for whatever reason they're not good, you know, in years 2027 or 2029 or whatever, 2030, then we're screwed. But, you know, we watch a lot of teams give up picks, the Nets being one of them, and then get them right back, so... I don't know. We'll see. It's like a moving target.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. And speaking of that, obviously, Knicks were not able to re-sign Isaiah Hartenstein, so he will be missed. He got quite the bag. Knicks wanted to offer, what, 4 years, 72. He got, what, 3 years?
87.
What was it?
3 and 87, I believe.
It was, he's really good, right?
It was like 29 a year.
Doesn't that seem crazy? Does that seem crazy to you guys? I don't know. It seems like a lot of money.
Next year, he's getting paid $6 million more than Brunson. Next year.
Yeah. Yeah. It is the perfect fit for that Thunder team, though. I think he kind of like was like what they were like lacking, you know?
So here's the thing. I'll say this. Yes, on paper, he's the perfect fit. But I don't know, man. Like, I really do believe in Tibbs' coaching and the way he coaches, like people get better and they look better, and it just may not be the same in OKC.
I think there's a good chance that he doesn't play fourth quarters.
Right.
Like at the end of the game, he might not be in the game. It's a lot of money to play a guy.
They might do, like the death lineup with Chet at the five.
Chet plays center. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. So we'll see. But that, you know, Knicks are pretty much ready to go, except. You know, what are they doing? Are they rolling out with Mitch? Randall, maybe, with their death lineup at the five? Or, you know, we got the latest rumor. CP, the franchise of Knicks Fan TV, is speculating that Karl-Anthony Towns is back in trade rumors to the Knicks.
No.
I know you guys don't want to hear it, right? But the perfect trade. This is the perfect trade.
All right, let's hear it. I want to hear it. I mean,
Julius Randle for Carl Anthony Towns.
No.
I'll tell you why. Wait, let me tell you why. Hold on. Because now you play Cat at center, you move OJ up to power forward, and then you can play all the Villanova guys. You could play at least three of them at the same time. You got Brunson, DiVincenzo, McHale, OG, and Cat. And Cat is a stretch five, so now all the lanes are opened up for all these guys. I don't know.
But
on paper, it works.
And then we're in like the fourth apron of the luxury
tax. Right, money. Yeah, money.
The
money
freaking
thing,
aprons.
The whole money thing, yeah.
And then bench scoring. Where's your bench scoring from if Dante's starting?
Yeah, I guess it would just be Josh Hart or something.
I love having him come off the bench.
Yeah, Dante could be like a six man a year guy. Yeah.
I don't like Towns. Like, we just went through this postseason. He wasn't even playing in the fourth quarter a lot.
That's a good point.
I just can't. I don't know. Something about him, I don't like.
Yeah. If they want to give us picks for him. but
if you look at the penalties for the second apron, it's horrific.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
I think one of them is like kill your child on the court. if you're a repeat offender, it's awful.
Well, it's like you can't trade future picks
and whatever
for first round. So it really debilitates you going forward. So.
How about this one? One of the penalties I read, if you're a repeat offender of being in the second apron, you automatically move your pick to the last pick in the round.
Yeah, I saw that. That's
like,
crazy.
What?
Oh, wow.
What is going? There's so many restrictions.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's like they really are trying to hammer you.
I think it kind of shook the league up a little bit. Like how did Steve Ballmer not just give Paul George the fourth year or fifth year or whatever it was?
I know.
Yeah, something's up there.
With these rules and stuff, like going back to Hartenstein, how is that fair to the Knicks? They signed him, like they found a diamond in the rough, developed him. He was here for multiple years. And then they're capped at how much they could offer him. So, like, you
agree.
You don't even reward them. You hurt them.
Penalize them, yeah.
Yeah, like you don't make it equal for everybody. You penalize them for, like, That's, they got to fix that.
The same thing happened to the Nets. I don't know if you guys remember when Sean Livingston was around. They had picked him up off the scrap heap when he was kind of like out of the league, and he became like a really good player in the Nets. And then they could only pay him. They were capped out of the number, so the Warriors came over the top. And then he ended up helping them win the title.
Yeah, I think that's a joke. They had to fix that.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, the only way something with Kat would make sense, I guess, is if there was like a third team got involved and the Knicks really didn't have to give up much, like Sims and Deuce or something. I don't know.
So
I don't know how
it would work. I also have a theory that there wasn't, like, people needed centers. The demand on centers was high, but we're still talking about the same group. Like, there's not many elite centers. There's like good players that you want to have. So all these like regular guys who definitely perform well, they're fine. We're getting big dollars. When realistically, like, if OG is big and long enough to guard 75% of the centers in the league, like, he's not guarding Embiid or Jokic or any of the monsters, but like, you trot out an average team and their center, OG can play center. I'm not that worried.
I'm not either. And Walker Kessler, nice player, playing, you know, it's weird he's playing summer league. But
anyway,
I heard a rumor they turned down a trade for like two. The team was offering two first round picks for him, and they turned
it down. Everything about this Walker Kessler thing is weird.
It's so
everything
weird
about it.
Yeah,
like the Jazz were like benching him at the end of games last year, and now they
want to
trade
him.
23 should be the guy they want. You know?
Yeah, I don't get it. I guess Lauri Markkanen. They turned down a deal for three first round picks from some team.
Maybe maybe Kessler's in a Mormon cult.
that Philip Kowski.
I read a headline that made me chuckle. Like, I was, because so all the big free agents were signing places, right? And then the headline was like, and now we enter the Lauri Markkanen sweepstakes. But it's like a very serious headline. And I was like, the sweepstakes for Lauri Markkanen, huh? Wow.
This is where we're at. So let's get into other big, free agent signings, trades, whatnot. Obviously, Paul George to the Sixers. He's what, 34 years old, 35, injury history, you know, injury prone, just like there are, you know, Sixers' other big star, Joel Embiid. They did add Caleb Martin from the Heat. They're looking pretty good, but I don't know. What do we think about the Sixers?
They added Eric Gordon, too.
Eric Gordon, right. You know, Morey gets gets the crew back together. He loves these, like, did you guys see? I saw this on X. It was like all these guys that he had on the Rockets, he also had on the Sixers. There was like 15 of the same player.
Oh, my God.
It was nuts. Yeah. So.
On paper, they look great.
On paper, I think.
But they got, are they going to stay healthy? That's a big question.
That's the question.
Like, if they stay healthy, they're as good as anybody.
Bill Simmons was trying to compare the Sixers signing Paul George to the Nets getting Garnett. And how that went. He thinks that's what's going to happen to Paul George.
Garnett was so bad on the Nets.
Yeah.
I think it's possible, but I don't know. I think George will be a little better than that.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too.
Maybe more. He might be more like Paul Pierce to the Nets.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Which isn't much better, but
yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. What was the other? I'm trying to think. What was the other big? Chris Paul to the Spurs is interesting. You know, Wemby gets a point guard.
Yeah. Do we think they make the playoffs or no?
He went for the minutes instead of chasing a ring, which, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, you get you to play also, with Wemby, you know.
I think also there's part of him that's, like, he wants to coach, and that's, like, the place to
Pop.
Like, yeah, it's a good one.
It's a good one. Yep.
Sit under Pop.
Yeah, it's good. That's a good observation.
I could definitely see him as a coach.
100%.
Yeah. I have a feeling they're going to be good next year.
Yeah, I mean, Vassell and Castle.
Sohan.
Your Paul's boy Sohan. Yeah, who knows? They might. They'll be a fun team to watch, I think.
Who did they draft this year? Didn't they get someone
Castle
good too?
Castle from UConn.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So
I like it.
Yeah,
they'll
be fun.
So I was thinking about this. After, like, a lot of the Knicks made the big trade with the Nets, and then people were signing and a lot of movement, and I was thinking, it did come across my mind that none of this matters because Wemby is going to dominate the league and win every year anyways.
Yeah, that's coming. Definitely coming.
That's coming.
He was so good last year. I mean, is he going to take, like, an even bigger leap? I think so.
I saw him in an Olympic scrimmage, and he was, like, running points for them. He was bringing the ball up and everything. Man.
Adam, you sound like you're underwater.
Sorry, I saw a clip of him. I saw a clip of him with France doing like a scrimmage, and he was bringing the ball up and playing point guard. And I was like, oh my God, like,
he's insane. Yeah.
Did you see the clip? Did you see the clip of him juggling?
Yeah, I did see that.
No, I didn't.
Someone said he's juggling, but it looks crazy the way he's doing it. And someone said he looks like Doctor Strange opening up the time portal.
He's otherworldly. And these French guys, by the way, the draft, half the players were like from France.
Yeah.
Crazy. Like the number one pick, I couldn't even tell you his name. Like, so he's French.
back to the Sixers for a second.
Yeah.
If they're all healthy, what's their ceiling? Do you think they're good enough to beat Boston?
I don't.
Yeah.
You don't, Adam. Okay. Because I think if they're healthy,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Keelan Martin too.
And then what worries you about that team? Is it the injuries? If injuries happen and their age?
It's also the touches too, right? Like, this takes away from Embiid and Maxey. Like, does this make them worse players? Like, I don't know. Like, how's the fit going to be? It's going to be interesting to watch.
I mean, anything is better than Tobias Harris. So.
Well, that's true. That guy was awful.
Also, like, in that Knicks series, like, the end game stuff with Philly, I mean, and Paul George is not really the guy who's, like, you're going to go to at the end of the game, I feel like. So, I still don't know what they're going to do at the end of games. Like they just seem lost in some of those crunch time spots. Like, they were giving Embiid the ball, and Embiid didn't really want it. Like, maybe Maxey becomes that guy, but it didn't seem like he was ready to do it yet either. So, I don't know. I don't see them winning three rounds.
I could see it being a disaster. Yeah, like, they just, like, oh, we got to add a third guy because that's what you do. you know?
I just don't believe in their superstar. I don't believe in Embiid. I think he's still, he's never in shape. He's the most selfish player, and he just disappears in big moments. Like, I don't trust him. And then I am a little worried about adding a star like Paul George. How does that affect Maxey? Because I think Maxey is a rising star.
Yeah, Maxey was incredible in that Knicks series. I'm with you, Juice. Like where? How does this affect Maxey? This Paul George signing, you know?
I almost think like, so if Embiid is Batman and Maxey is Robin, like the third piece is Paul George, but that's never gonna fly. You know, Paul George is the star.
I know. That's gonna be that's gonna be must see TV. I mean, there's some teams where I'm just gonna be like, you know, really locked in on how they're gonna look.
I got a question. What is Milwaukee doing?
God,
yeah, they just kind of sat there and watched everyone get better, and they had Giannis and Dame, and Giannis is prime. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, and what's Brook Lopez? Like, what's going on with Brook Lopez? He might be on the way out, right? Like, what's going on there?
Middleton's old. Like, yeah, I don't worry about them at all.
I'm not scared of them.
Is there gonna be like an end of the offseason trade they make or something like they did with Lillard? Because how do you go into the season and with this team and probably, you know, with a second round ceiling, and then Giannis will be the next guy to ask out?
Yeah, I don't even know who's out there for them. You know, like where, like who's the guy they're bringing in?
Great question.
They gave Boston the title, by the way, like enabling them to get Holiday. That was so dumb.
So yeah, dumb.
I didn't get that.
Yeah. Yeah. That was bizarre. Doc
is still the coach, right?
He's still there? Yep.
Still there.
He's got a big contract. Yep.
Yeah. Another team that didn't do anything, the Heat. What's going on with the Heat?
They lost Martin. I don't think they added anybody, did they? Oh, they got Aaron Fox.
And then how's the relationship between the organization and Jimmy Butler now?
Yeah, I thought he was out of there.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening there. That's a weird one.
I feel like that's just Pat Riley's like really old and he doesn't want to rebuild. So he's like, let's just tough this out and figure maybe something will shake loose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They could always still go and make a deal for Durant or something.
Well, what about Zach LaVine? He's out there. The Bulls are like, hey, please, we'll give you picks. Please, for the love of God, take Zach LaVine. What's up with that?
Like, I think all of us, a couple years ago, would not trade for him. Like, remember, like, there was the Nick rumors with him. We had no interest in him.
Yeah.
Like, really. Right?
Yeah, right.
And the Bulls were so, like, you know, turning down offers left and right. Like, there was a lot of interest from LaVine from teams, but they were asking for so much. So they really messed up by not taking those trades because they are stuck with him. I think that, you know, everyone sees, like, what he is now.
Yeah.
So they're screwed with him.
Yeah, they really got fucked with that. With him and Lonzo. My God.
For me, it was always the eye test, right? How many games do they win because of him? And it just didn't exist, right? They weren't winning because of Zach LaVine.
No.
Yep.
No. And then DeRozan goes to the Kings. Kings, I mean, they'll be fun to watch, I think. But, like, I don't know. Did they get really, you know, Fox, Monk, DeRozan.
DeRozan.
Murray and Sabonis.
The Kings are in like a tough spot because they spent so many years like in like the desolate wasteland. They like it was like 16 years or something like that without making the playoffs. They finally get in. They have this decent team, but now they're kind of like stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
So I don't really know how they get out of that. I don't know what the next move is for them.
Yeah. What about the Nuggets too? They lose KCP to the Magic. Who would they add?
They won the title and just decided never to do anything ever again.
Yeah. They're like, we got the best player on the planet. We're good.
Yeah, I think they're blowing it for Jokic.
They added somebody. Who was it? Someone like decent. Yeah. Oh, sure. Fuck, I can't think. I don't know. But yeah, they're just kind of like, whatever. Mavs add Clay. You know, they got better, I think. Yeah. But, you know, he's
a little bit.
I do think that
his career.
He's so bad on defense, and then you have Luka playing defense and Kyrie playing defense. Oof, so
yeah, you're right. You just made the
That's on the perimeter, like playoffs. Oof,
they're gonna have to score a lot of points.
Yeah, they're gonna have to outscore.
But this fit allows him just to stand on the corner and shoot.
That's
true. Do nothing else.
He'll get good looks. with, you know, the other two, I think. Trying to think what other teams. Pacers, who would they add? Well, they re-signed guys, Siakam, McConnell, added they got, Wiseman. They got Wiseman.
Yeah, Wiseman, that was good. Yeah, that was the big man.
That was the big man. Some of these Magic rookie extensions are insane that happened.
Yeah. My favorite move was the Pistons signing Tobias Harris. What was the point of that?
he's made over $300 million in his career. It's just
He's gonna make another 27 this year.
It's sickening
on that team. Yeah. Like I was like, what? Why did they sign him?
Yeah.
Somebody call Wagner.
Somebody call
Max.
Oh yeah.
Oof. Yeah. Franz Wagner, Barnes, and Cade. All got,
I mean,
in like $50 million a year. Crazy.
I guess they have no choice, but like, come on. That's gonna handicap your franchise. Like,
yeah.
They're good players, but nah, come on.
Yeah, that's, I don't crazy, like any of those deals.
Ugh. No. Yeah, none of those guys are like really like turning franchise type players, I don't think.
They're good starters. Like,
yes.
That's it.
Some guys who've done absolute shit in the NBA have gotten huge contracts. Like,
yeah,
who's the guy in Chicago who's a second or third, he's a third year rookie?
Patrick Williams. He got a fat deal.
My woof, yeah.
God, $90 million he got.
I don't know.
Always
get
hurt.
It.
Always for hurt. What? And when he does play, he doesn't do anything. So,
in a way, it makes me feel good about the Knicks just securing bets and being good, because all these teams, they're gonna just fester in these bad deals that they made. It reminds me a little bit of that bubble when it was like Alan Crabb was getting a bag.
Oh,
What's that guy's name? Oh, the second pick. What was his name? Second overall pick. He was drafted by Philly. Evan Turner.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He got money. Like, so many people.
But we gave Tyler Johnson $50 million offer sheet. And he got one. They were like, we can't lose Tyler Johnson.
Yeah. The Lakers, of course. You know, to no surprise at all, they draft Bronny.
Clown franchise. They're officially just the joke of a franchise.
No, they 100%. They they got Connect. That's a nice pick, but yeah, this is going to be a disaster with them next year.
Could you imagine? Just picture this, and this is not like it's like outside of the realm of possibility. But what if they lose Anthony Davis for the year?
Oh man!
Oh God!
You have nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, their backup guards right now are Gabe Vincent and Bronny.
Let me give you my favorite fake Laker trade.
Okay, go.
So Connect to me, you could plug right in for Austin Reeves, right? In my opinion,
yeah.
Like you plug him right
same
in.
Same player. Yeah.
So take whatever. I think they have three picks available to trade. Take those three picks. Take Austin Reeves. Send him to Atlanta. Bring Trae Young in.
How are LeBron and Trae Young going to share the ball?
I don't know, but I want to see it.
That would be hilarious. That would be hilarious. What's going on with I gotta ask, Durant, is he still all in Phoenix there, or is that going to be the next like summer blockbuster? Durant is out.
I mean, the owner seems like very intent on making this see it through, right? Like keeping them all. So I don't know.
I just don't see it at all. Did they get any better? I'm trying to think who they got.
He talks too much, by the way, that owner. He's going to screw up shit.
Oh, yeah.
They kind of, the Suns this year kind of reminded me of the Nets going into the season last year, where it was like, okay, like we're going to do this again, even though like everyone knows what's going to happen. Like this is a zit that's going to pop at any point, but let's just run it back and see what happens.
I see them as a landing spot for the Rockets picks. And so the Suns will get their picks back and the Rockets will either get Booker or Durant.
Okay. Interesting. I mean,
the West is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good.
Like, I think Memphis is good this year. I think they're going to have a huge rebound season.
Oh, yeah. Morant's back.
Morant, Bane, Jackson Smart is back.
They got Edie.
It should be good.
They got Edie. Yeah, that was kind of a shocker. He's going to back up Jaren Jackson Jr. So that should be interesting.
If the If the Lakers are smart, they would never do it. But if they're like toiling around in like the 9-10 seed again, I'd trade AD at the deadline for like a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Just blow it up. Just
blow
it up.
That would be a good move.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they're not a contender. No. No way.
No way. No way. What else? Miles Bridges. Only in America, right?
I think Cleveland gets him.
So no. Resigned.
No, he Hornets re-signed him. Big, he got a big bag.
When did that happen?
So he got 3 years, $75 million on the 4th of July. They paid him.
Oh, that's maybe what it was. Okay.
But I think if he didn't do all the stuff that he did, he probably gets the same contract that like Cade Cunningham got.
That's true. He probably lost out on money, but. End of the day, you could do that and still make $25 million.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
he should be happy to be getting $10,000 a year. They should be in prison.
Yeah.
On the night before he's expected to sign $100 million deal, he beats the shit out of his girlfriend and gets arrested.
Yep.
Like you deserve the death penalty. Yeah. just for plain stupidity.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Forget about the crimes you committed, but you know.
Yeah, Charlotte. Insane. Charlotte just going nowhere. Some
of these franchises, I swear, like we could run. Charlotte, we could run. Yeah. Washington, we could run.
Yeah.
And we could definitely run the Pistons.
Why did Washington sign Valanciunas?
That was so weird. Yeah.
And then they draft Sar. Like, isn't he a big man? I don't know what he is.
And why would he go there? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense. Like, the funniest joke I heard was someone called Detroit the Night's Watch, which if you're a Game of Thrones fans, that's like where they banish you for life. And
it's cold. It's in the north.
And it's cold and miserable and in the north, and it's like hell on earth, but you get to live.
CP the franchise said that, didn't he?
Yeah, CP.
Yeah. Knicks
fans. That's great. That's great. Watch.
That's amazing. Did we miss anything? Any other trades? Deals? I mean, there's still going to be stuff. Donovan Mitchell re-signed, big deal. And then he gets Johnny Bryan over there. But the Cavs they're not making any noise.
No.
Nah.
They got my Kenny guy Kenny there. They got Kenny. My guy Kenny.
Yep, they got Kenny Atkinson. That's true.
Even who knows? He might have Jared Allen shooting threes or something. he's out there with his player development. So
that's true.
I'm so soured on Donovan Mitchell. Like, I just don't think he's the guy that we saw in the bubble. And then after seeing him in the playoffs and him not doing anything, I don't think he sat out in the playoffs. He's a winner.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't like that he sat out in the playoffs.
Yeah, that team's going nowhere.
And if you ask anybody, who would they rather have? It's just a weird way the world works, but who would you rather have, Jalen Brunson or Donovan Mitchell? I bet majority take Donovan Mitchell. I mean, take Jalen Brunson.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
They're better.
Better at this point. Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about go ahead.
I was going to say draft. My favorite pick of the draft, and it hurts me so much to say it, is Chicago taking Matas.
My guy.
Chicago kid, right?
He was the kid, like a Lithuanian kid, but he was G League Ignite. And man, he slipped to 10. At one point, he was number one. He was projected number one.
Yeah.
He went to 10.
Yeah,
he looks like a stud.
He looks like a stud. Him and his brother were like hysterical. Was that his brother was crying?
Yeah.
He talks a lot of shit. I love it. He's like,
he's
but he backs it. Yeah, I think he's gonna be amazing in Chicago. I think he should start, honestly.
Something for Bulls fans to look forward to. You know, not much else.
Oh man,
yeah, that guy and Josh Giddey.
Oh god, yeah, Giddey up.
Oh boy,
yeah, the Giddey Caruso trade.
The league is fun when the Bulls are good and they just haven't been good in so long.
No, great fan base. It's a shame. It's a shame. We got to talk about the best pick, though, in the entire draft. The Knicks taking Tyler Golek.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Summer League.
I think we willed that into existence. We've been talking about
it. Yeah, you have. You guys
for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was shocked. And he's going to be, I think, is he going to step into like right into the? I mean, Deuce might be the backup point guard. They might even play Ragu with a backup, but I think he'll get minutes early.
I think.
I hope he does.
I think so. He was already in the gym with Brickley. You know, hitting every shot. So that's nice to see.
I know. I want Brickley to make a video of me. Right? Like these guys look like. I saw a video of Julius Randle. First of all, his body looked like a Greek god chiseled out of like chiseled.
Like Adam, amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
But he didn't miss a single shot.
No, yeah.
I need the Brickley camera on me. I will send that to Jobs with my resume.
Yeah. but look at my corner threes. Yeah. But no, the Knicks are gonna roll out Tyler Kolek, Rokas Jakaboudis for like the fifth year in a row. We got Paco Jemmy, what's his name? Daddy Et?
I don't know, but I like his game. He's got a good tape.
Yeah, he's like Michael Porter Jr., right? That was the comparison.
Yeah,
kind of looks like him.
His form
is that the French kid they drafted?
Yeah,
French.
Yeah, Paco.
Pacome Dadier. I'm gonna call him Paco.
Yeah,
he's got a little swag to him. I saw his interview. He doesn't seem like a typical little.
He's Frenchie. Like, I'm coming. He's like, I'm coming to America. Yeah.
When I watched the tape
from here,
when I watched the tape, I saw Durant. So
let's hope. And then we got the kid from Kansas, who's like, you know, he could be like a defensive specialist type, right?
He's very good. He's guy was like an All-American player. He's legit.
Yeah, and then we did draft a center. This guy Ariel, I forget. He's German, right, or something? Lefty. So
yeah, I have no idea.
On the way on the ride up to go up upstate, I listened to all of the pretty much all. I still have a few more to go, but all the roommates podcast.
Yes.
And one of the funniest jokes is the Knicks have a lot of McDonald's All-Americans, and they just make fun of Josh Hart for not being a McDonald's All-American.
He's like, I'm a Burger King guy. Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'm a Burger King guy. And
That's so funny. Apart.
They have Mikal Bridges on. They have Randall. They have Mitchell Robinson.
They have Thibs.
Yeah, all these McDonald's All-Americans. And they're just like, what happened to you, Josh? He's like, yeah, I was Burger King guy.
Yeah. they finally had Mitch Robinson on. That was a good one. Mitch is just like, he's like, I'm in my own world.
I just listened to that. He was good.
Yeah, I'm in my own world.
He's good. Yeah.
Oh, man. Love
that. He's like, just stop, Jack. I'm going to put you in the headlock. Just stop. Like, yeah. you can tell that, like, Hart probably in the locker room, he doesn't mess with them too much, because like I could picture Robinson just like snapping and be like, yo, leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah.
I got that vibe too. He's like, I don't fuck with you Nova boys.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
You're not serious.
Like, yeah. You guys are weird.
I think he probably just thinks that they goof around too much.
Yeah. Meanwhile, he's like the biggest goofball, but yeah, you know, I feel like he's a goofball like privately, like on Snapchat, you know.
He needs to lose a lot of weight. I hope he's
I was gonna say
he's too
on Twitter. Whoa.
Yeah,
wasn't he just chugging like a, I don't know, he was doing some alcohol.
Yeah, beer. He was chugging a beer.
You know, when he came into the league, he was 223 and he was a high flying big man, blocking shots, catching alley-oops.
Freak.
He was 260 during this year, so 223 to 260. Now he's 280.
Oof. It's all in his face.
I know.
His face is so fat. But like, your feet are breaking. Dude, lose the weight. There's so much weight on your ankles and feet.
Well, he had a tweet recently, like a week or two ago, saying he was going to be lean like, you know, he was a few years ago. He's like, I'm coming back to that. I got to find it, but he said that. I don't know.
I might have to make a call to Tyson Chandler to come back.
So let's see. Yeah, I mean, let's see. See what the Knicks do. But yeah, looking forward to Summer League. And let's see. I mean, hey, the offseason's not over yet. There could be another big trade coming around, whether it's a Knicks or some other team.
I got to think the Nets are going to unload Finney Smith and Cam Johnson. So, I mean, I know it's not a huge trade, but I'm sure that's something to keep an eye on.
That's probably happening. Are the Knicks going to sign Precious? Is that for sure happening?
They probably should at this point. Yeah.
Yeah, so. Fuck it. I mean, he could play backup center. He was great on defense, I thought.
Big time.
Yeah. But then you have two centers like, who have no offense. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like Sims is not good. He's not.
You know what's weird? Not to kind of divert the conversation, but I have in the background, I'm not watching it, obviously, but it's just on. I have the Giants Hard Knocks, and it was 40 minutes. Like, isn't it, what happened to the hour show? It's just like a half an hour show?
Should we pivot to that now or get to that?
If you want to raise my blood pressure, go ahead.
Well,
they probably cut it to 40 minutes because they're like, what the fuck is this Giants?
Yeah. So I was just, it was so fucking boring. Oh my God.
You don't care about Joe Shane eating peanut butter and jelly?
I mean, that guy is so boring.
Very vanilla.
Yeah.
Forget about boring. It's like, I feel like this, ever since Tom Coughlin, they showed him the door, they basically kicked him out of the organization. Ever since that man has left, we have been one of the worst run organizations in all of football. And now you're going to show it for the world to watch and world to see.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Let's show people how bad we are.
I felt way better about the front office before I watched that episode. Now I'm like, I don't know, man. These guys.
I thought Shane was more like, analytical and very like, I don't know. He just seemed like he was like, no idea what he was doing. Like, he was getting input from 20 different guys. Like, well, I'm like, dude, just what are you like? It's too much.
Unless this is some kind of act and it's all fake or staged, this looks like us. Like, it looks like, and we are not professionals.
Yes. I got that vibe too.
This looks like us. Like, let's pull up all the top running backs. And then, hey, do you think anybody's going to pay him? I don't know. I don't think so. Well, somebody did. The fucking team down the road did. The highway.
Yeah.
This team has no identity. There's no like Parcells about the team or even Coughlin. You knew the Coughlin teams, right? They were just like really tough and they mimicked like his personality, that military style, you're 5 minutes early or you're late kind of thing. This team has nothing, like nothing.
I feel like they've only scored 30 points like five times since Coughlin left.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do like the D coordinator. I think he's going to be good. I like his personality.
Oh, from the Titans?
Yeah.
Yeah, he seemed like a no-nonsense guy. There wasn't a lot on Dable in that episode. Is each episode just going to focus on someone different? Like, episode one was Joe Shane. Is episode two...
No, I don't think so.
No? Because I think Dable would be a little more. But...
What was alarming to me was... Like a couple of strange comments that Joe Shane made, like Pat Mahomes couldn't throw behind that line. Like, number one, that's the biggest lie ever. Like, you're telling me Daniel Jones has the same release as Patrick Mahomes?
No.
Like, we watched Tom Brady win one or two Super Bowls with horrible offensive lines. Like, he got the ball out and into the places they need to be. So one, that's bullshit. And then two, he said that comment like, we're not going to have a $40 million quarterback handed off to a $12 million running back. It's like, idiot, you gave him that.
You gave him
you gave the quarterback. You decided to give the quarterback $40 million after a 9-7 season. So like, what do you mean? And like, somebody asked a smart question, like, what's our identity without Saquon? Like, what are we going to do in offense? Nobody had a fucking clue. Like, I don't know. It looks really bad. It looks bad.
It was weird. And then Jones, you know, Daniel Jones, like, he's just so boring, too. And just, like, weird. It's just, like, everything about it was just, like, ugh.
Needs more Dable, for sure.
More Dable, yeah. 100%.
There was nothing, no worse feeling that I've experienced recently in sports fandom than sitting in the pouring rain watching the Cowboys kick.
Oh man, that was
bad.
I can't believe you guys were at that game.
And that was like soul crushing to the point where, like, I don't know, I feel like a piece of my Giant fandom died in that moment. Like, I don't know what it's going to say. I have no interest in buying their shit. I don't have any interest in going to games. I don't take them seriously. I don't know. Need to come back.
They seem like by far and away the least likely team to. I mean, they're going to come in last place.
I think it seems
pretty obvious. Like, but it feels like the Redskins turned a corner.
Yeah.
Abel and Shane are gone after this year. I feel it.
They're going to get Belichick. Like, that's going to happen.
I think that's happening. Belichick's having his hot boy summer.
You watch, because he's going to be all over the TV during the season, and he's going to be so charismatic and likable. It's going to be like, you have to fire your guys to get.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think as like a front office guy or like a coach?
As a coach.
Coach.
As
okay. both. I think so.
As okay. both.
Both, okay.
And then Dable, what? He probably is like an offensive coordinator somewhere, I'm sure. You know?
I think Belichick has always been like the apple of Mara's eye the whole time. And he's like the idiot. He's nothing like his father. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Right.
And to get Belichick in the house where he started everything, that's like his crown jewel.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So. Mara's a clown, though. They showed him for a clip, too. He has no idea. He's a clown.
No idea. He's kind of creepy.
Yeah, very, very.
You know, the
his voice is creepy. It's so raspy and
sounds like Joe Biden.
You know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but the sequel to Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal. That mutant guy.
That movie's creepy.
I was gonna say he reminds me of the guy from Foxcatcher. You know what I'm
talking
about?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the wrestling
vibes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Steve Carell.
Yeah, that's the vibe I get from him.
Yeah, just real creepy.
Robin Williams in 1 hour photo.
Oh, that's another creepy movie.
That's another good one.
Yeah.
So since the Knicks won't have any drafts for the next 7 years, I can look forward to all of the Giants drafts
there
for
you go.
7 years.
We'll be
picking top five every year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there'll probably be a quarterback. There'll be plenty of them. Every draft.
Take some medicine.
Look at Shador, maybe. Or, I don't know, one of these guys. Should we talk about... You know, it's kind of funny. I don't know if it was on the last pod or the pod before that. I mentioned how the Yankees can't stop winning. And I must have buried him because they've been the worst team in baseball the last month.
Tone. Originally, you did say they can't stop losing.
I can't stop losing. I know. I should have. I said that by accident. And,
just stay with that.
And I should have stuck with that because
it came true.
They actually are actually the last month, right? That they're the worst team in baseball.
Yeah, yeah. So not good.
Not good.
Not what you want.
Not what you want. They need pitching badly. Judge has been on a tear. He's been incredible, like legendary. But one guy can't do it.
And that's it. Yeah, Soto here.
Isn't
and
it kind of ebbs and flows with baseball? Like, I feel like this kind of happens every year.
It's a long season.
But it's just the way they've been for like the last like 15 years.
Yeah, true.
Years.
True.
It's just like, I don't know.
I think it might be time to fire Boone.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I think
I'm
he might be gone.
I'm
if they continue this for like, what, another month? And it looks like they're not going to make the playoffs, he's 100% gone.
Yeah, for sure.
These guys, like, they're not hustling, like, Torres, LeMahieu, Volpe, like, they're, like, literally, like, just stopping on the field. So, I don't think they really respect him. I don't think they like Boone.
Yeah. Someone had the theory of, someone said they should bring, someone on the fan said they should bring Buck Showalter back.
Oh, man. I mean, nah.
God, we
were... Is Joe Torre still alive?
He is.
I think he works for the MLB as a consultant.
Let's bring him back.
He does something. Yeah. You know, people are saying, oh, bring Mattingly in finally, you know, to be the manager.
I always like Cora. I know he's the Red Sox manager, but I love Cora. He's such a good manager.
Cora or what's his face? Who also used to be Red Sox manager. And then was
there Francona?
Yeah. Francona.
I think it's health issues, no?
Oh, yeah.
I think he's sick.
He was always chewing the tobacco.
He was awesome.
Yeah. I don't know who else is out there, but yeah, it's pretty bleak right now for the Yanks. They got to do something before the deadline. I don't know what that is, but Cashman's got to go too. You know, like, how long has Cashman been there? My God.
Forever.
Shit. I think he took over in like 95, 96. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, all the guys, like, they really won with the dynasty, those weren't his guys.
No.
You know, it was, what's his name? Gene Stickmichael or whatever they called him.
McMichael or something. Was that? Something like that.
Gene Stickmichael. Yeah. So, I mean, you're the Yankees, and
one in 15 years just getting to the World Series with like that budget and everything. It's a joke. There's no salary cap. Like, give me a break.
Yeah. Yeah. So not looking good for them. The Mets, I think they were terrible, then they were good, and then they're bad again. I don't even, are they worth even talking about? I don't know.
I don't think they're doing anything. They're probably going to sell at the deadline. They should. They're smart, but
they had that infielder. I forgot his name. He performed his single.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I kept hearing about this. Who is it? Is it Lindor?
No, not Lindor. I don't know. I forget the name of him.
Vientos?
Maybe. I don't know. But he performed it on the field, like after the game or something, or during the game.
Was it good?
I don't know. It's like a
reggaeton.
Like a reggaeton type song. Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's called like Oh My God. It's funny. So we'll see there. USA Soccer. Are they worth even discussing?
No.
Terrible. No. Embarrassing. I don't know what the move is there.
Same shit,
different toilet. It sucks. I just want us to be good at soccer. I mean, we can't be good at everything, right? You know?
They keep the coach. They don't fire him. He should have been fired last World Cup, and they held on to him for whatever reason, and he's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's going to win the Copa and the Euro? Who's, like, the team? What are the teams that are left right now?
Let me check the score now. I know Argentina
Spain made the final, right?
Right. Yeah.
And they're going to play England or Netherlands.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Argentina, Canada tonight, and then Colombia plays Uruguay.
Uruguay, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, big countries.
Adam, you don't hear the crowd from MetLife right now?
Is it crazy? The ticket was expensive. It's like 400 for nosebleeds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's filled with Argentina. It's like there's like no Canadian.
What, is there a score?
2-0.
Argentina?
It's about to end.
Okay.
A minute.
They're going to win.
Argentina, Colombia would be amazing.
Yeah, that'd be a fun one.
That'd be great. And then Spain, either Spain, England, or Spain, Netherlands. I mean, both would be, that would be a great one too. So,
yeah.
So that's fun stuff. Are any of you guys going to be into Team USA basketball?
I'll check it out.
I mean, I'm kind of pissed, you know, about the Brunson snub. I don't know. But at the same time, I'm like happy about it too. Cause it's like, he's going to be, you know, he won't be gassed. You know,
I like all the Summer Olympic events, honestly. I'll be into it.
Okay, I keep forgetting.
When does it start?
Sometime in August. I keep forgetting about the Olympics, to be honest with you. But
why is Langston Galloway there?
Yeah, I didn't understand.
That's so weird. Yeah, I don't know.
There's
he's
like
wearing a blue jersey, too.
Yeah, there's like these players. They're all like whatever. Like Cooper Flagg, like obviously, was there.
The select team.
Yeah, I don't.
So they said Cooper was the best player on the select team by a mile.
Oh yeah, we saw the highlights. I mean,
that's kind of, there's a lot of NBA players on that team.
I know,
but like Langston Galloway is on.
I don't. Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
I don't think he's in the NBA anymore.
Yeah, maybe he's just like, let me get on this.
I couldn't tell
spot.
You what team he's on. Yeah, I don't know.
I think he was so well liked, and like he's probably such a hard worker, teammate. Like maybe he's like a pseudo trainer type thing.
Yeah. Right.
They only bring these guys in to scrimmage the actual A team, right?
Yes.
That's pretty much their job. So it's like whatever.
he's like Rudy, just get beat up.
They're like the Harlem Globetrotters always play. The Washington Generals.
Washington Generals,
Generals. Yeah.
That's basically what it is.
The Cooper highlights are insane though.
Oh yeah.
I mean, for a 17-year-old, I just couldn't believe it. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's probably like one of the best mixtapes I've ever seen. Like
He's
his
up there.
Form, though. His form
is weird.
Yeah, the jumper's ugly.
It's weird.
But he's got to be one of the best prospects since who? Zion, do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Like American-born. American-born. Obviously, Wemby's.
Definitely. Yeah. And Duke will be must-see TV.
Yeah.
So.
They got a couple guys.
White people are back, huh?
Yeah.
A lot of whites. Nice.
A lot of whites. Yeah, white Americans. Yeah.
Great white hype.
Absolutely.
Shout out Reed Sheppard.
Yeah.
I love him too because he's tough. He's not just like a finesse player. He like he'll get up and like block your shot.
Yeah, so he's hanging his hat on defense. They're saying he's a generational defensive prospect.
Really good, yeah.
More so than his offense. They say his offense still has a ways to go.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, so we'll see about that. Trying to think what else here. I guess before we get to Dragons, last time we talked about, Paul, you talked about Baby Reindeer a little bit. So
I went and watched the first
four episodes, and I don't know if I want to finish it. It was so disturbing.
You have to.
Adam, have you guys checked this show out?
What's it about?
I want to watch it. I saw the trailer and you guys were talking about it, but I didn't add it. I had other disturbing stuff to watch first.
It's a true story. It's a true story, and the main actor actually is the main guy in the true story.
Right. So I didn't find out until after the
finale. About
he's playing himself.
Adam, it's a stalker. It's a stalker story.
Oh, I did see the trailer for that. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to check that out.
He's basically reliving his trauma.
Yes.
That is nuts.
Acting it out, so it's all authentic, and it's pretty nutty.
It's pretty nutty.
Is it
probably
it's disturbing
it.
Though?
Yes.
I want to check it out.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Especially episode 4, which we haven't continued since then, but I guess it's only 7 episodes. So we'll finish it, but it was pretty tough. The Bear is out, season 3.
This is like Breaking Bad all over again. Everyone is telling me I have to watch it. It's so good. It's the best thing ever created. It makes me not want to watch it.
Paul didn't like it, right?
Juice, it's good. It's decent.
I know.
I don't think you're missing too much, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good show. It's a really good show. There's some great episodes, but I wouldn't put it on the level of you know, Sopranos, The Wire, Breaking Bad.
I mentioned that I didn't watch it at work, and everyone stopped and stared at me. You're not watching The Bear, and I was like, you know what? Fuck you guys.
It's really good. Again, it's not. I don't know if I'd put it as an all-timer. Again, I haven't watched season 3, but season 2 had some amazing episodes. But
yeah,
I don't know.
I did watch the first episode today, and I'm not gonna. You watch it, Tone, or no?
No, I haven't started yet. I keep forgetting about it.
I'll let you guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Katie and I will binge it one of these days. And then we got to talk about Dragons. Adam, unfortunately.
I'm sorry I couldn't catch up, but I will definitely catch up for the next one.
Okay.
All right. See you guys.
All right. See you later.
All right. Now that Adam's gone, I want to go on record and say the Knicks are going to win the championship. And the Nets are going to pick at 30 every year that they have the Knicks pick. On record.
Yes. Love it. It's on wax. So House of Dragon, I don't know. Was that one of the great, maybe one of the greatest episodes in the Game of Thrones franchise history? That was incredible.
But it was good, but I think people were hyping it up the week before instead of just, I wish they just didn't say anything.
It would have been more of a surprise. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. I was waiting for it. I was thinking the whole episode was going to be like how the last 20 minutes was.
Yeah.
And there is a lot of story building. I thought I was get to the part. I was feeling that. I watched these shows two or three times during the week because I always catch something I missed or pay more attention and stuff makes sense. But it got the highest rating for for this series, but also I think it's fourth or fifth on the entire Game of Thrones.
Wow.
Oh. Was it more crazy than Red Wedding, that one?
No, I think Red Wedding was
Red Wedding, though, was just one scene.
It was gory? Okay.
Yeah. Like, that was just the last, five, 10 minutes, Juice? That was crazy,
and I think
episode. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that episode, there was a lot of stuff, but I think the shock value of Red Wedding, I don't think I'm spoiling anything for everybody, but they essentially kill the main characters of the show, and you're like, what the hell? Now what?
Yeah.
For this one, it's just a lot of, it's craziness. It's just the action and dragons fighting and all this crazy stuff, so.
Yeah. This is, in the books, they call it the Dance of the Dragons. So it's
who,
the start of the big
dragon,
war.
Who makes the dragon? You say that the dragons fight, right?
Yeah.
So, is it
people, like, they can train their pit bulls a certain way or whatever, like,
correct,
to fight, whatever.
So,
or chickens, whatever. Like, are they like trained their dragons?
Kind of.
Like, I want you to be, you know, like, super, like, you're going to power bomb the other dragon, and the other guy is, like, using his, like, claws or something. You know what I mean?
So the dragons, well, first off, the Targaryens, they're the family, like, what is it, Juice? They're just, there's something instinctual with them, with dragons. They just go way back.
Yeah, like, not everybody can ride the dragons. Yeah. Only certain people are, like, tied to them. So that's how it was. And then, like, you get a dragon at an early age, and then that's your dragon for life. And it's just, I guess, how you take care of it.
Yeah, training.
Train it, I guess.
Yeah, I guess kind of like a jockey with a horse, maybe.
But everyone, yeah, like, each dragon, they all have, like, different qualities, and they look different. Like, one of the main guys, like, the villains, his dragon is enormous.
Yeah,
big.
Aemon, yeah. So Vhagar, his dragon, is the oldest, biggest dragon in the world. Which, Juice, I don't get it. Like, how is he so, like, he just looks like a fat piece of shit, and yet he's, like, so agile and quick and sneaky and, like, dominates.
When you look at it, like, dragon, look, it's like the Jokic of dragons.
Yeah,
like,
yes.
A unit. It's a,
yeah,
unit.
Yeah, he's dominant. And then, you know, that was sad about Rhaenys, the queen that never was, or whatever they call her. Her and her,
yeah,
dragon,
she dies.
Maelys.
What I was surprised is, because, and I don't read the books, but the king isn't dead.
Correct. I mean, do you want the spoiler? Juice?
No, I don't. No.
Okay. I won't say anything.
Did you read?
No, I always watch. I always watch, like, the recaps, like, on YouTube, like, these, you know, guys who do, like, all the recaps of each episode, like, the breakdowns. So
do they tell you, like, what happened based off the books?
Yeah, they go deep into that, and then they even say, like, spoilers ahead if you want to keep listening. And I was like, ah, fuck it, why not? Because, you know, it is out there, right? If you're, like, reading comments, you're going to see it anyway. So I was just like, ah, whatever.
Yeah, I actually saw a really big spoiler, and I was like, damn it. So, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, but the king is an... Aegon's an idiot. I mean, he's clearly incompetent. You know, when him and Aemon are talking in Valyrian, and Aemon can speak it very well, and Aegon, like, can't speak it at all. He just, you know, and then his mom, Alicent, basically tells him, do nothing. Just be king. Like, do nothing, say nothing. Which kind of drove him to drink and say, fuck it, I'm taking my dragon out, which was dumb. So he's, like, basically drunk driving, right? And then Aemon pretty much tried to kill him, it seemed like, right?
Wait a minute. Yeah. You were driving the dragon drunk?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them was.
Yeah, the king. King Aegon. He's kind of a drunk. I mean, he just drinks wine and fucks women, basically.
Sick.
Yeah, sounds sick, but he's, you know, he's not respected at all. His brother Aemon thinks he should be king, and he's very...
But he's a Targaryen.
They're all Targaryens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the Targaryens, they've ruled now for, at this point, what, Juice? Like hundreds of years. Right, since Aegon, mm-hmm, the Conqueror, mm-hmm. I don't know how long ago, yep, that was. Maybe 200 years prior, which I hope they do at some point. I don't know if they're going to do it this season or another season, but I hope they do kind of like a flashback of Aegon the Conqueror. I think that'd be really cool. He supposedly had the biggest, actually. So I geeked out. I'm like not this person, but with this show, I'm really into it. So I kind of looked up the dragons, like who's the biggest dragon ever, and all this shit. So Aegon the Conqueror had the biggest one, Balerion. But there's one actually bigger than that called the Cannibal. That's the biggest dragon ever in the history of, you know, Game of Thrones lore that we might see this season. So just be on the lookout.
What's his name?
The Cannibal.
Oh, the Cannibal.
Yeah.
Well, where is it now?
I don't know. It might just be in a cave, like, hiding. But it's, like, supposedly the biggest, and it, like, eats other dragons. And it's, like, it's, like, really badass. So we might see that. Balerion's, you know... You know, since died, but Vhagar, the one that Aemon rides, is one of the biggest ever too. So, but yeah, there's bigger ones than Vhagar. So,
are there anyone in the cast from Game of Thrones or no?
No,
because this is like three.
No one.
This is no, and it's annoying because like I kind of think that stuff will or people will tie in, but it's like 300 years before.
No, it's 100.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
does that mean
I thought it was way longer?
There's like no immortals like from like Game of Thrones or anything.
Well,
like
there's
that.
Like witches, kind of. Like there was that one witch in the Harrenhal. You know, Damon. Yeah, yeah. He's like talking with her. Yeah, Damon's like he's like taking acid or whatever the fuck he's on. They keep drugging him. So there's like witches that kind of live forever, but I think I don't know. I think
this all sounds really. Like, if you're someone who doesn't like Paul not watching this, this must sound so insane.
It is an insane show. But yeah, I think it's 100 years prior. So I looked it up, Juice. Aegon, King Aegon, is the Mad King's grandfather. So you know, like, the okay. Mad King that we never really...
Right, right.
We only saw, like, flashbacks of him. So the Mad King, it was Daenerys' father. So there's a chance that we may, you know, maybe not in this season, but like in another season, like the next season or whatever, we might start to see people tie in that we saw on Game of Thrones. But
is
I don't know.
The Night Watch in this one or no? The Night's Watch?
There was one scene.
One scene for 5 minutes?
Yeah. One of the... One
I
of
think
the,
that's...
Yeah. What was it?
That's the only mention?
Yeah.
I can't wait till we see some White Walkers. I want to see those.
Yeah, are they going to tie that in at all with this spinoff?
I think that's how they're going to have to like end one of the seasons to draw people in. But
they're just not in the north enough for it to really, because that's something that goes on beyond the wall.
They did say like when they showed that 5 minute clip of the Night's Watch. There was a question like, why do you have a wall so high? And like, what are you trying to keep out? And then he just says death. So I think like they are there. They know about them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe they'll show them.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the tie-in stuff. I hope we get more of that eventually. But yeah, just having the dragons is just, it's so cool. I never was this guy. I never liked Dungeons and Dragons or anything like this, but...
Yeah, I'm not like that either. I've never seen a single Star Wars
me
in
neither.
My life.
Yep, me neither.
I was not into Lord of the Rings.
Me
I
neither.
Think I've seen maybe one and a half
Harry
out of the
Potter,
three of them. I've never read any of the Harry Potter books. I've never watched the movies. I'm not in it. But Game of Thrones, I don't know. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, just a different it's a different level. So yeah, we got four more episodes. And
that's it? Only four?
Yeah, 8 episodes total. I gotta think they're gonna be insane. I gotta think we're gonna get like 4 more like warlike, you know, battle episodes, right? I mean, at this point, shit's hit the fan. So,
people are liking this show more than Game of Thrones, but I still think like the early seasons of Game of Thrones are some of the best TV ever.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, there was actually some likable characters. I can't find a character I really like. Yeah,
no,
like a likable character.
I think there's not one I like. I think I hate them all.
Yeah,
they're all bad.
Yeah, Sir Criston Cole, fuck that guy. I actually saw a funny meme. It was like the guy that keeps fucking up but keeps getting promoted or something, something like that. Who else? Damon's, you know, scumbag. I guess Rhaenyra is not bad. But Allison's a, you know, see you next Tuesday. You know, all like Aegon and Aemon, they're dicks. It's just like, I don't know. The Rhaenys, the queen in the, you know, that died.
Yeah, she was the only likable one.
Yeah, she was likable, but, you know, rest in peace. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough trying to find a likable character.
Paul, maybe watch it.
I know. Paul keeps saying he will, but he never does.
I will.
Paul will watch it, and then he'll get a cape and a knight's armor get really into it.
There were so many likable characters in actual Game of Thrones, though. This one, it's less characters, so I guess it's tougher, you know, to really get behind anyone. So, you know, I guess Viserys was okay. King Viserys in season one.
Yeah,
I don't know. he ended up turning into Joe Biden. So,
oh boy,
Come on,
is Grant. Is he staying in the race? Is that real?
It is
for now, but I think something else is going to happen, and then they're going to have no choice.
Once CNN turns on you, it's over. Like, I've seen it, Jake Tapper and like all these Democrats, they're like all starting to say he needs to pull out. Like Morning Joe and all these people, they're like, you know, it's time. But he's like insistent. I guess Jill and Hunter are like, they're power hungry and they want, you know.
Yeah, it's all Jill and Hunter.
They want to keep him in. But he's clearly got Parkinson's. There was a doctor.
100%.
Yeah, there was a doctor. He's an expert on Parkinson's. He's like, I could see that from across the mall that he has Parkinson's. Like, it's like so obvious. So it's elder abuse. It's terrible.
It's pathetic.
Yeah. It's just everything about this is like clown show.
We need Leon Rose to run the country.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. He doesn't even talk. You don't even hear from him. He just does things.
It's so crazy how Leon, he just doesn't say a word ever. It's amazing.
Just gets shit done.
Real gangsters move in silence.
I imagine if he like pitched this to James Dolan. Hey, someone who doesn't like talking to the media. Hey, I'm just going to never talk to the media. How about that? Dolan probably was like, yes, here's your job.
Yeah. Say less.
How about we try this? We don't speak ever.
Yeah.
About anything.
About anything. Yeah.
At all times.
It's crazy. We'll get the players to speak. We'll have Jalen and Josh start a podcast. You know, just let them speak.
You know? Their podcast is super enjoyable.
It's great. It's great.
I'm all caught up. Who else do you think they're going to get?
They got, Trey Murphy's coming on this week.
Who?
Trey Murphy, the third.
The Pelican?
Pelican, yeah.
What the fuck? Oh, why are they having him on?
Well, yeah, Josh Hart used to play with him.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
He better be funny or something.
I know. I know nothing about him, but, I mean, it's not like a guest I'm going to be running to listen to.
He went to Virginia. Like,
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm not running to see. They've kind of had everyone on that like I wanted on, right? They had Jay Wright, they had Dibs, they had Mitch.
They need to get World Wide West and tell some stories from
that would be awesome.
Years. Some secrets.
But I feel like he'll never do that. He wants to stay like secretive behind the scenes, you know?
How about Bill Raftery?
Bill Raftery would be great.
Big East guy. Like kind of like not the whole episode, but like maybe one episode where they do like different, blocks of like, you know,
yeah,
well, segments of like Big East or whatever. I don't know.
They'll have Breen on at some point, but that might be boring.
They brought in Starks. They did Ewing. They did Walt Frazier.
Yeah. They did the big ones.
They've had some fans, right? They had Tracy Morgan. They had Ben Stiller, Fat Joe, Action Bronson.
What did they get?
Sam Morril would be funny. You know the comedian Sam Morril?
No.
Neither of you guys know him? He actually used to have a show like on MSG.
I'm sure we would recognize him.
You would recognize him. He's a New York comedian. He's a huge Knicks fan.
Skinny?
Yeah.
Skinny pale with like
skinny, talks
hair.
Like talks like this.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know that's him, bro.
He's great. Yeah. He's one of my favorite comedians. Huge Knicks fan. I could see maybe him being on, but he's not that known.
Who's the host?
Fat Joe.
It's their friend from Nova.
Yeah, that Matt guy. I guess he's like, yeah, their friend like from Nova. I don't know. It was like their best friend.
He talks very like this.
Jalen. Yeah. Yeah. So like, hey, Clyde.
Like Jalen. Yeah. Like, what do you think, JB? JB, what would you do in that situation?
I feel like all the time Josh Hart wants to chime in and be like, dude, shut up.
Well, he clearly like produces the show and like.
Yeah, you
know, gets the guess.
He's good. He's good. It's just like I was like, who is this guy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's funny how they
because out of nowhere he'd be like, Mitch, tell us about your baby. Mitch is like, he's like, you know, yeah. Like I don't know. Mitch is just saying funny shit. He's like, I don't know. Watch TV. she's 8 months old or something.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing I do not like about the podcast is the amount of ads they do.
The ball protectors.
Yeah, the underwear stuff. Ones, and it's just like the Impossible Burger or whatever the hell they talk. I'm just like, it's too many, like way too many. It's overdone, but whatever. They're trying to, you know, Josh Hart's always crying broke, which is kind of funny on it. So
yeah, loves his wine. Yeah, loves I don't know who else they can get. They should get like like other NBA guys that are like pretty high up there. Like Halliburton would be funny.
Oh yeah,
I would think.
Oh, that was funny when they were talking about on the last one. They were making fun of the way he ran at the wrestling match. Juice.
He was running like a duck.
Did we lose Juice? Oh yeah, there he is.
No, I'm here. Yeah. No, the funny thing was like they were picking on him for like he thought it was the funniest idea to come out in a 317 shirt.
Yeah.
And they were like, all right, whatever.
And his cornball.
And his jean shorts. His jean shorts. Yeah.
But the way he was running was like hilarious.
Yeah,
Halliburton's strange, dude. Halliburton's weird.
He is. He's a weirdo. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who.
They're running out of people.
They're kind of running out of people. I know. I just don't know. They're gonna have to like bring people back on.
They're gonna have to do like almost like a trivia, or like they're gonna have to incorporate like some like game show type stuff, like where it gets like, I don't know, like comedic value. You know what I mean? Like something that they can.
Yeah, I'm starting to get worried. Like, are they like running out of guys? Like, what are they? You know, what are they? Because I didn't think they were going to do it like every week. I thought they would maybe do it like once a month or something. But like they do it every week, so they're running out of people.
Like if they do like, you know, top five like heckling statements you heard like as a road team, like, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, who's like the one guy you wouldn't want to fight in the NBA? Or
yeah, more of that.
Stupid stuff, but
more of that. Yeah, it's tough. Tough,
I'm sure,
but yeah, good pod. Anything else?
Oh man, I think we got through it all.
Yeah.
So next pod, I don't know. I want the, I, you know, if Adam was still here, I know we've been wanting to do this. Like we've been talking about doing this health pod. You know, I feel like middle of summer might be a good time to do something like that. Adam can give us some tips, or we can all give each other some tips. I don't fucking know.
You can make his abs the cover art for the episode.
Yeah. No, seriously. No, that's a great idea. I love that idea, Paul. I'm putting that in my notes.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. And then I was telling Juice, we should have Mosk on maybe in August for like the college football preview. Cause we can kind of
preview.
Cause we could talk Auburn. About Auburn and, you know, and
yep,
you know, that whole thing.
I like it.
So I'm trying to think, you know, because it's kind of bleak now, you know, just baseball. And I mean, unless you guys want to talk horses, you know, talk Saratoga meat, but, you know, but anyway.
Toger. So I don't get it. It's opening up this Thursday?
This Thursday, opening day.
So they had the Belmont. There was nothing before the Belmont, and there hasn't been anything after the Belmont.
Correct. They just had the 4-day festival, which I think they're going to do it next year too, because Belmont won't be ready until 2026. So
it's going to be like 3 years more.
No, just I guess probably maybe one more year, and then maybe the Belmont will be ready for 2026. I'm not positive. Could be two more years at Saratoga. It was a big success.
Oh yeah, it's already 24, so only 25.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, it'll go on from this Thursday until Labor Day. There's no races on Tuesday, Wednesdays, so it's pretty much about 40 days of racing until Labor Day. So it's the best jockeys, best horses in the world right there in Saratoga for 40 days. It's great.
Ortiz.
Yeah, Irad and Jose, Luis Saez, Flavian Pratt. So, yeah, hopefully, you know, hit a pick five, hit a pick six, get it going. Let's go, you know.
Hell yeah.
So I'll give out some picks. Let's win some money. Yeah. So, yeah.
Nothing better.
Yes, sir. Anything else, fellas?
I don't think we hit it all.
Yeah, I think that's it.
All right. Yeah. We've said it
I'm gonna
all.
I'm going to go train my dragon now. I'll be back.
All right, cool. Take care. Comb your hair.
Peace.